Lesson 3. This week in talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're still talking about the love of God. Everything else proceeds from the love of God. When we get this idea in our thinking and in our hearts, and the concept of choosing to walk in the love of God, like we talked about last week, the fruit of God is going to come out of us. This week, we're talking about love unstoppable. Nothing can defeat our super kids when they choose to walk in love. Of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 says, love never fails. The Amplified says it doesn't fade out. It doesn't become obsolete. It doesn't come to an end. You know, in the days and the times we live in now, people may think, well, love is obsolete. And certainly it seems that way, but our kids can grow up differently. You know, our kids can grow up patient people. They're faithful people. They don't fall into the descriptors that describe usually this generation. No, no, no. Our kids are going to be described as being like Jesus, as being like God. And they're going to show the love of God because they're going to understand not to try to do it in their own self, but to choose to walk in the love of God that's in our heart, that God put in there. When He renewed our spirit, He put all these things in there. Our natural love can fail, but our God love that's according to the Word of God, shed abroad, side to side, top to bottom, all the way across, we are filled with the love of God to walk in. And you know, I love that because Jesus commanded us to walk in love. And you know, people take that very lightly, but we've been commanded by our Savior, our Lord, to walk in love. You know, you have to ask people, is He your Lord or not? Jesus Himself said, why do you call Me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I tell you to do? Walking in love is important. It's been commanded. But on the other hand, He didn't command us to do something that He didn't give us the ability to do. And He also gave us the ultimate example of walking in love. When He gave His life, when He went to that cross, of course He didn't want to do it. He even asked the Father, is there any other way to accomplish your goals? But He said, nevertheless, not My will, but Your will. He went to the cross and gave His life, the ultimate sacrifice, because of His love for us and His love for the Father. And God the Father sent Jesus to the cross because of His love for us. And the thing I talked to you about last week, I want the kids to remember, is that same love that would send a son to the cross, that same love that would go to the cross because His Father desired it, that same love is in us. The love that's in Jesus is in us. The love of the Father for Jesus is in us, and that does not fail. And so we have a great example of what love is. It's not what romantic movies say it is. It's not having a boyfriend. It's not having a girlfriend. To help the kids see, that's just completely illusion of love. And it's what the devil would like for people to believe love is. But love is a man who goes to the cross and gives his life because the Father loves the people. And so against that love, there is no law. There is nothing that can come against this. There's nothing that can defeat our super kids when they choose to walk in love. Because for every pressure to do wrong, for every pressure that the enemy brings against our super kids to get them to get off track or off course or to get into sin or disobey their parents, there's a force inside of them that comes out when they choose to love. There's a force called gentleness. There's a force called peace. There's a force called patience and faithfulness and kindness and self-control, etc., etc., that comes out and causes our super kids to be winners, to be overcomers, and to look like their big brother Jesus. Our super kids are going to know how to choose to walk in power and choose to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will produce the sweet life, the kingdom of God in their life. Amen.